Yes, hello, this is Christopher Hollow from Melbourne band Sand Pebbles. Our new album, Pleasure Maps, is in the spotlight on this week's Sideways Through Sound, and I'm guest programming a few songs for you this week that might give a little hint as to where Sand Pebbles Pleasure Maps is coming from. I thought I'd start with the theme song from the Get Carter soundtrack. Get Carter is a Michael Caine film from 1971, directed by Mike Hodges. Britt Eklund is in there too. And the soundtrack was done by a jazz guy called Roy Budd. Anyway, the theme song, Carter Takes a Train, is a song that we've always loved and tried to reach when it comes to songwriting, or not just songwriting, but sound as well. You know, it has an incredible bass line. I'm the bass player in the band, so that's where I'm coming from. But it's the type of bass line. It's like Alice Coltrane's Journey to Satchin and Donata, or Curtis Mayfield's Pusher Man, or something like that. It's the type of bass line that contains all the mysteries of the world in just a few notes. This song also has a couple of different instruments in a harpsichord. Actually, Roy Budd is playing piano and harpsichord at the same time. And then there's kind of like congas as well. But I also love the train sounds that they've added to the music, which correspond to the action on screen. As I say, we're on Sideways Through Sound. My name's Christopher Hollow from the Sand Pebbles. And this is the main theme from Get Carter. Carter Takes a Train, Roy Budd.
Mr. Carter in the room.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that was the Roy Budd Trio with Carter Takes a Train from the soundtrack to the 1971 film Get Carter. This is Christopher Hollow from Sand Pebbles, and I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. I'm playing a few songs that might help unlock some of the secrets and some of the joys of the new Sand Pebbles record, Pleasure Maps. Of course, it's always good to be armed with a bit of knowledge going into a record. The next song I'd like to play is by a Sydney band, actually, called Songs. The song is Heavy. They released a couple of records around 2011, 2012, 2013. And our guitarist, Malcolm McDowell, who also produced Side A of Pleasure Maps, he was a big fan, or he's a big fan of Songs. And it was the local release that we really put up as a benchmark, both song and production-wise. Of course, my only thing was, how do you Google a band called Songs? It does make it tough. I don't know how they went with that. But yeah, really clever band, great songs and great production. Sand Pebbles are from Melbourne. We never played with Songs. I'm not sure how much, if we've ever been in contact with them or anything like that. Certainly not from my point of view. We've kind of just been fans. So this is sending a little dedication to a local band to say that we appreciated their records. Yes, this is a song called Heavy by a band called Songs on Sideways Through Sound.
Spirit held heavy.
That was a song called Heavy by a band called Songs. Yes, a local Sydney band called Songs, who a couple of years ago released a couple of great records that have been important to the Sand Pebbles. It's Christopher Hollow here from Sand Pebbles, and I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. Of course, there's a zillion songs I'd love to play, but I thought I'd actually try and play some that were important to the making of our new record, Pleasure Maps, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. Thank you very much to Mark, of course, for not only giving us some time to promote our record, but also give us the opportunity to play a couple of songs that have meant something to us. Next song I want to play is the new one from Dean Wareham and his band Luna. Luna, of course, a New York band, came out of the ashes of Galaxy 500 in the 90s. In the last couple of years, we've played Sydney a couple of times with Dean. First, it was with him playing the songs of Galaxy 500, and the last time was when Luna reunited for a world tour. We've got a great relationship with Dean and have had for a number of years. He even sang a track we recorded for Pleasure Maps that we're looking to release as a standalone single at some point. Anyway, one of the biggest crushes that I had when I was recording this record was the career of Fleetwood Mac. I've always loved the Peter Green Fleetwood Mac, and on Pleasure Maps there's a song called Green God, inspired by Peter Green. But I also came to love the Jeremy Spencer Fleetwood Mac, the Danny Kirwan Fleetwood Mac, the Bob Welch Fleetwood Mac, and eventually the Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie Fleetwood Mac. And I kind of dragged Dean Wareham along with his obsession, and Luna have recently recorded a covers album called A Sentimental Education, where they recorded a Jeremy Spencer song off the Kiln House album called One Together. So that's a kind of long, convoluted story about our relationship with Dean Wareham, the fact we've played with him a number of times, the fact that I was into Fleetwood Mac, which, you know, when I was growing up was just stuff that my dad used to listen to, and then forcing Dean to actually listen as well and having Luna cover one of Fleetwood Mac's early tracks for their new covers record. Anyway, I want to play this song. It's called One Together. This is Sideways Through Sound. My name's Christopher Hollow from the Sand Pebbles. This is Luna and One Together.
Thank you.
Fantastic track from Luna's new covers album, A Sentimental Education. That was Luna doing Fleetwood Mac's early track, One Together, on Sideways Through Sound. It's Christopher Hollow here from the Sand Pebbles, and I've been guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on the show. And I've been playing a few songs that hopefully are giving you a little bit of an insight into the idea of the new Sand Pebbles record, Pleasure Maps. It's time now to actually play a song from the record, and this was probably one of the first songs that we actually came up with, and it was inspired by a book that my father had by his bedside table for at least 6 years, or it felt like 6 years. It felt like a long time. There was two books that were next to his bedside table, Patrick White's Voss and Margaret Craven's I Heard the Owl Call Out My Name. And it seemed like that he could not get through these books, or he was enjoying them so much that he didn't want them to stop. Anyway, that inspired this song. It's called I Heard the Owl Call Out My Name. It's off the Sand Pebbles record, Pleasure Maps. Thank you very much to Mark. Thank you very much to Sideways Through Sound. Enjoy this song. I hope you do. I Heard the Owl Call Out My Name.